Hi, I'm John Hilliard, assistant editor with SearchDataBackup.com, here with our senior news director, Dave Raffo, for our weekly podcast for SearchStorage.com. And Dave is bringing us a story this week from Spectralogic Corporation, which released its Exascale Tfinity Enterprise Tape Library. And Dave, why don't you give us a heads up about that?
Yes, Spectra came out this week with the largest capacity library on the market, scaled to 3.6 exabytes. It's the biggest library in their Tfinity Enterprise platform. The way it gets to 3.6 exabytes is it's in a fully loaded complex, which consists of 8 libraries, and each library holds 40 frames, and it has a total of 400,000 tape slots. So it's a pretty big machine, and it holds LTO tape drives, and it holds IBM TS 1140 mainframe tape drives. And the LTO uses 2-to-1 compression, and with 2-to-1 compression, it gets 1.2 exabytes. And the TS 1140 drives use 3-to-1 compression and goes up to 3.6 exabytes.
Now, I understand Spectra also released a new version of its BlueScale management software.
Yeah, the BlueScale management is version 12. It does faster barcode scanning, enhanced motion codes, SSL web certificates, and supports XML open library API, so its customers can do some development on their own software products to bring it into the management system with the library. So with the barcodes and the enhanced motion codes, that will help performance. It will help the system run faster as well. So it's a pretty significant upgrade on their system.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for the update. And another storage news this week. SearchDataBackup.com is reporting that Bocata Incorporated will be extending its data protection management offerings to virtual server environments with the upcoming release of Vision, an application that ties into VMware to provide backup reporting and analysis for virtual machines. Bocata Vision can be used as a standalone product or as part of Bocata Prism, which monitors physical machine backups and how they impact service-level agreements. Vision has been integrated with VMware's vCenter and supports VMware's vData Recovery product, as well as Veeam Software's Backup and Replication, Quest Software's vRanger Pro, and Symantec's NetBackup 7.1 backup applications. The new product will be available November 15th. And over at SearchStorage.com, the website's announcing that Nimble Storage Incorporated will be adding higher capacity versions of its hybrid flash and hard drive storage systems, upgrading its cloning and replication capabilities, and integrating its operating system more tightly with VMware. The new Nimble CS260 will include 4 300-gigabyte multi-level cell solid-state drives and a dozen 3-terabyte SATA drives for 36 terabytes of raw capacity and 48 terabytes of usable hard drive capacity with 50% compression. The 3U CS260 includes 6 gigabit Ethernet ports per controller, and a CS260G model is available with 2 10 gigabit Ethernet ports and 2 gigabit Ethernet ports per controller. With version 1.1 of the operating system, administrators can clone golden images in groups of 10 instead of 1 at a time. Replication monitoring is more granular, as customers can view lag times between replications and configure quality of service levels to limit bandwidth usage during peak times. Nimble customers can now allocate and discover volumes to virtual machines from the VMware vCenter console. Previously, they used the Nimble console to configure volumes and vCenter for discovering volumes. Pricing for Nimble arrays ranges from $40,000 on the low end to $100,000 for the CS260, or roughly $2 per gigabyte of storage. And a data center director in the intelligence community told colleagues at a storage decision conference in Fairfax, Virginia this week that they need to embrace new efficient data storage management technologies such as data deduplication, tiered storage, and data archiving to manage exabytes of data with shrinking budgets. He also called on storage vendors to keep new tools coming. David Jones, the director of data center services for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, or NGA, delivered the keynote on Tuesday at the Storage Decisions National System for Geospatial Intelligence Summit 2011. The intelligence community's data is rapidly approaching the exabyte level, he said, and has to keep critical data for 30 years. And its information gathering sensors generate a great deal of data that must be tagged and frequently searched. Like other U.S. government agencies, the NGA is expected to reduce the footprint and power requirements of its storage and data center. And over at SearchSMBStorage.com, the website's reporting on a survey that describes a growing interest in the use of solid-state drive technology among companies. The survey, conducted by Kroll OnTrack, indicated that nearly 70% of respondents use solid-state or flash technology, or at least have plans to do so in the near future. About 75% of respondents indicated they believe SSD technology delivered higher performance than spinning disk drives. They also reported a perception that solid state is a safer medium to protect against data loss and that it consumes less power and is therefore environmentally friendly. David Hill, an analyst with Mesabi Group LLC, said SSD technology promises to eliminate poor application performance that can arise because of I/O bottlenecks, such as the performance gap between server speed and HDD speed, or as an unintended consequence of a high level of server virtualization. And over at cloudstorage.com, industry analyst Mark Stamer defines cloud storage and gives his list of cloud storage requirements. He also explores the cloud washing phenomenon created by marketers and vendors to obfuscate cloud storage definitions and other capabilities. Well, that's it for this week's update on storage news. And for the latest on storage news, trends, and other updates, check in with searchstorage.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks again for listening.